WDCN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. And as I said earlier, we are not only on this radio station, but both this show and our Thursday night show are syndicated through the Starcom Media Network. And we are on at various times in many cities across the United States and now in several countries around the world. Wherever you are hearing us, this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And I am Pastor Marcia, and we are in our 14th year, Pastor Jim, as a ministry. And what show is this?
This is show number 437.
That is crazy. And we have 350 plus on our website for people to go listen to. It's a virtual library of instruction. And we encourage you to go to bohmglobal.com and catch up and listen to all these shows. And there's so many wonderful topics. Usually we have the title of the show, which gives you a general idea. But it's just a joy to do this show every week. And we're in our 9th year on the radio show, 14th year as a ministry. So pretty crazy and pretty wonderful. And that brings us to the point of consistency and faithfulness, which we're going to be talking about during this hour. And, you know, PJ, we can't say enough about asking people to please use our prayer line. It's free. There's no charge for this. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. People need to know there's someplace they can go put out a prayer request that's going to go to a lot of prayers. And what happens if they want to be on the prayer team?
They just need to email prayers at bohmglobal.com and just let us know that you want to be on the prayer team. All we ask is that you pray believing that God is going to answer these prayer requests.
Absolutely. And some people have asked how they can be involved financially. We have never, all these years, begged for money. We don't do that. You know why? Because our God supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. However, some people want to know because they want to be a part of the word that is being planted in people's lives. How important is that, Pastor Jim?
It's very important because Paul says in Philippians, he encouraged the Philippians and told them, look, you're giving to me, so you're going to share in all the things that happen with you. You're a partaker.
Yes.
And as people sow into our ministry or another ministry, you share in those blessings.
Amen.
That God pours out on that ministry. It's like you're there. You're part of the action, it were.
Yeah, and even if, you know, this world, we've had so many Beacon members move to other states. For a while, we've had some people in the armed forces in other countries, but so many people are not here local with us anymore. You can still be a part of this ministry and go to our website, bohmglobal.com. At the bottom of the homepage, there's a tab that says donations. If you click on that, it's going to open up PayPal. And you can go to PayPal and you can give a donation that is safe, that will get to us. It'll go into our PayPal account. And you will be participating in planting the word of God around the globe. Global is the operative word here, PJ.
Amen. Amen. Because I know we get prayer requests from around the globe.
We do. Why not get financial seeds from around the globe? And I personally tithe into this ministry, and my finances have been blessed through the years to be able to give. As I give, it's given back to me. And that's Luke 6:38. Given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Praise God for all of that. We are in Ruth chapter 1, and we've got some great things in the second hour on our show to talk about. We're going to kick it off with a song by Chris Tomlin, Our God. I love this song too, Pastor Jim.
Imagine that.
I really do. Our God.
Water you turned into wine, into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher.
What can stand against the power of the living God? Woo, I love that. Into the darkness you shine. Wow, Nan's got a poem. Let's hear what God has given her.
There is no one like me in this whole earth at all. I am the one who showers you with favor. Praise me for who I am in your life. That is to be your posture, your behavior. Worship me with all that is within you. Worship me from a sincere, loving heart. I am here. I will uplift you at all times you need. If you have not been doing this, then this day start. I am stronger than anyone else around. Praise me for the awesomeness that I am. Look to me. I am here for you in mighty ways. Praise me right where you are, right where you stand.
Whoa. Woo, great stuff there. Any of you that want to get the poems from that happened during these shows, you can write me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, And I'll get that over to Nan, and she can send you copies. It's just God speaking, isn't he, Pastor Jim, through these poems? It's just a blessing, the way all this happens, because none of this is scripted or planned. We know what songs we're going to use based on, you know, we kind of talk about that, but we don't have any idea what else is going to happen, just a general idea where we're going in the Word.
It's God.
It's God. It's our God. Praise God. We are in Ruth chapter 1. We are talking about finding favor forever. We are talking about Naomi and her declaration that God has dealt her a hard blow. What verse is that, PJ, in your Bible?
13.
13. God has dealt her a hard blow and she's bitter. She calls herself bitter. And we've been talking about that. Now, we find that Orpah, one of the daughters-in-law, takes Naomi up on her suggestion and says, okay, I'm going back home to my mom and my family. And she leaves. Not without tears, but she does leave. But Ruth, who this book is named after, says, no, I'm not going anywhere. In fact, let's read this in different translations, starting with verse 16 of Ruth chapter 1. Here it is in the Message Bible, and then we'll see what you have, Pastor Jim, and then we'll get to Megan here. But Ruth said, don't force me to leave you. Don't make me go home. Where you go, I go. Where you live, I'll live. Your people are my people. Your God is my God. Ruth did not know the everlasting God, we don't think, at this point. But she has claimed him here because she says, your God's my God. Where you die, I'll die. And that's where I'll be buried. So help me God. Not even death itself is going to come between us. Whoa, Megan, isn't this huge right here?
It is huge. You know who it reminds me of?
Who?
What the Lord promises us.
There you go.
Definitely right on. That you know, wherever you go, I'm going.
That's
wherever,
right.
Whatever you're going to go through, I'm right beside you.
Woo,
it
good stuff.
It reminds me of the Lord's favor, just right for us.
That's right on. And Ruth is really declaring this to Naomi, who Naomi's in a bad place right now. She's bitter. She thinks God's really dealt her a bad blow. And Ruth goes, wait a minute. Ruth obviously didn't buy into all that because she goes, where you're going, I'm going. She knew there was value to where Naomi was going. She felt, comment on that, Pastor Jim. Good comments there, Megan. Good.
Well, like other examples of people who came to some sort of knowledge of God, especially in the Old Testament, like Rahab.
Yes.
She'd heard about God. She heard what all God did on the Exodus.
Right.
And she said, you know, I know now your God's the one.
Right.
And here, you know, Ruth is basically saying the same thing. Don't urge me to leave you.
Just yeah.
Stop it. I'm going to go with you. Where you go, I'm going.
Right.
Where you lodge, I'll lodge.
Woo.
Your people shall be my people. And here she was, she knows she's a foreigner, but she says, I want to be a part of your family,
yes,
as it were. I want to be a part of your faith family. And your God is going to be my God.
Wow.
That was a big thing because there just weren't a whole lot of converts. I can't think of maybe a better word, but a whole lot of people didn't switch religion back then.
Right.
Or if they did, it usually was from, you know, Israelite Judaism to paganism.
Right.
Unfortunately. We didn't have a whole big flow coming the other direction yet.
Right.
But here she said, I'm choosing your God.
Yes.
And I wonder if that didn't give Naomi pause a
right.
little bit, you know. She had to just look at her like,
really?
Huh? Really? You wanted really? Because it says that she finally just, when she saw she was determined to go with her, she was quiet. She said, okay. I think the strength of what Ruth said,
right,
maybe started, at least it, we know it didn't make an immediate change, but it was a seed planted inside Naomi.
Right.
You know, something that she could remember a little later on, and she could see later on God's hand in all of this,
mm-hmm,
because you know Ruth chose to leave paganism, to leave her family, to leave her country, to go to Judah,
right,
to live in some, at then, that time, very obscure little village with her mother-in-law with no prospects.
Right.
She had no prospects. She had no idea what was going to happen
she
later.
She didn't have Match.com or anything like
well,
that.
Right. And
she had no prospects.
Well, she had no... She didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
For all she knew, who knows what's going to happen when we go back there. We could starve, but
right,
we're still going back. I mean, she didn't, you know, she didn't have a job waiting for her.
Right.
Or anything like that. She just decided, because she had that kind of relationship with Naomi. I mean, she loved her mother-in-law.
Right.
And I think maybe she saw a need in Naomi. Naomi was going to need help. That bitterness was eating her up.
Right, exactly.
And Naomi was going to need help.
Right.
And I think Ruth saw that.
Right.
And that's why she wanted to go with her to help her out.
Which absolutely is what she did. Megan, talk to us about this if you can.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's an awesome daughter-in-law.
Because, yeah.
I mean, seriously, because she looked past the bitterness.
Right.
And she knew that, you know, no matter what Naomi said, that things were going to get better. Things had to get better. And, you know, it's just how the Lord can speak through other people, too, I think.
Yes,
is,
true.
You know, here we are, we're bitter, we've got a lot of baggage. But there's always that one person that you're like, stop. You always have to be so positive. Get out of my face.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Those people, that's the Holy Spirit trying to, you know, tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, there is happiness beyond what you've seen.
Yes.
There is happiness.
Yes.
And it's with the Lord.
And so often, you just made this point. It's true. God brings people into our lives. In this case, Ruth was brought into Naomi's life, and it totally changes Naomi as you go through these next three chapters after this one. But what we see here about Ruth is point one that we want to make today about walking in this favor forever. And it is that Ruth was faithful and she was consistent. You know, then in those days when you married into a family, you went and you were a part of that family and you were a part of their culture and whatever. And more so even than in our society today, Ruth was faithful to that commitment she made when she got married to the son of Naomi. And she, at some point, has adopted God, Elohim, Almighty God, Jehovah Jireh, all of his names. Adonai, all of that. Ruth has adopted Naomi's God as her God. And that's why she can say, where you go, I'm going. The God you serve, I'm serving.
Well,
you know?
And I think it's interesting that she says, your God will be my God. But then she says, and may the Lord, she uses his personal name.
His personal name, Adonai.
Yeah.
She
uses Yahweh there.
Yeah. You know? Oh, Yahweh there.
Yeah.
She
says, may the Lord do so to me. And what she was saying is, God strike me dead if I don't follow through with this. And that's literally what she would do. Because when you would say that, you'd make that motion across your throat.
Yes.
God strike me dead if I don't, you know, may the Lord strike me dead if I don't follow through with this.
So we see Ruth's intention, and it is to follow through with her commitment.
Right.
It's faithfulness and it's consistency. Point one, dear friends, write it down because we're going to get to more points next week. Point one of finding favor forever is to develop a life of faithfulness and consistency. And then you're going to be walking in the favor of God more than you ever have before. Megan, you want to talk about this before we get to our next song?
Yes, you know, that faithfulness will lead you through anything that you're given.
Right.
And, you know, it's hard to describe, but with myself, that faith, if you can just muster just the size of a mustard seed, you can climb the mountain because the Lord will be right there beside you.
Woo.
He'll pull you through anything. And I believe that that's what Ruth saw, was that they were going to go back. She was going back into a strange land, but she knew that God that was Naomi's God was there for them no matter what, even though she saw nothing but bitterness in that woman.
Right. Absolutely. And so the whole, and right, all that all goes along with this, the whole purpose that God has in our lives is for, he wants to teach us that he's faithful and consistent, doesn't he? He wants to teach us that, Pastor Jim.
Yes, he does. Well, that's his nature.
That's his nature. Therefore, he wants us to be like him. He wants us to develop faithfulness and consistency.
And he showed his faithfulness in being true to his word, true to the prophecies, true to the promises.
Right.
I mean, that's just how faithful he is.
Yes.
And I think it's great. I'm just looking it up in Revelation chapter 19. When Jesus comes back, he has a name written on him, and it is faithful
and true. I've got it written in my Bible, and I was going to bring it up here. Revelation 19, 11 to 16. And we'll go there in a minute. But his name that's written on him is faithful and true. This is so important, dear ones. What's important to God should be important to us. And it's very important to God that we all learn that he is faithful and he's true to his word and to his promises. Nan, you and I have been discussing this for a few weeks now, God's faithfulness and truth, and the fact that he does follow through when he says he's going to do something. He is consistent and he follows through with his promises.
I just want to say, you said that right before you said that, what came to mind, there's been something that God promised me, and I've always said September 2012. I'm like, you know, it's almost 3 years. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Wow.
But I know I've heard from God.
Right.
So yeah. I wait.
So you wait.
You
Amen.
Know, and I would encourage the people, I'm not on the show, I'm just here to do points, but I would encourage people to wait,
all right. We'll
to, wait on the, to wait on the Lord.
Right.
You know, and there's promises that he's made them in the word. Claim them as their own and then wait on him, and he will give them those things.
Woo! Yes, Not For a Moment by Meredith Andrews. Then we'll hear from Megan again.
Dark, even when it's hard, you will never live.
yet will God forsake us. He's constant. He's faithful. He is true. Not for a moment. That song could not have fit in any better right then, and we did not know what we would be discussing right there where that song was planned. Only God could have done that, and he's saying that to each of us. Nan has a poem, and then Megan, I'm getting right back to you.
I'm with you. Child, I have always been there with you. I have been there carrying you during some of your days. I am here, and I've never left you at all. Continue to believe me when you pray. I've been there helping you through tough days. You've not been alone. No, you have not. No, I have always been. Continue to trust me for all that you face. Lean upon me. Trust, believe, depend. You have my favor on your life, precious one. I am with you all the time. Truly, I am. I've made you these promises in my word. Always remember that I am always the same.
Praise God. Good, good poem. Woo, Megan, could that song have fit any better? And Nan's poem, it just all goes together. God's faithfulness and his consistency in our lives. Whoa.
I'll tell you, it's like putting butter on a pancake.
It is,
isn't
it?
It all melts, you know?
Yeah.
It makes me hungry anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Now, that's an analogy I can really sink my teeth into.
Whoa. All right.
Everybody loves pancakes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, you know, I have, this is just weighing heavy on my heart right now because there's been some people in my life that have lost people just recently, a lot of people. And I think, you know, people that want to blame the Lord for people passing away, that's not the case because everything that lives is going to die.
Right.
And when things are taken away, life is given back.
Right.
And those people that are right now that are blaming the Lord for the death of a loved one, you know, that's not where we need to be focused. What the Lord wants you to know is get saved. Become his friend. Let him become your confidant. And know that you being saved, that you can teach those people in your life about the Lord. Save them. And that way that you know, in your knower of all knowers, that they're going into the arms of Jesus instead of into the depths of hell if they have not been saved. So save yourself so that you can save everyone else. Because I'll tell you what, when I lost my son, I could not have thought of any better person to take care of that baby than my Lord.
Amen.
Because I know that's where he is.
Right.
So, you know, for all these people to carry all this guilt and all this baggage about death, there is life after death, and it's with our King. It's with
Praise
our Lord,
God.
Our Savior.
Ooh, I think that's fascinating what you just said. In light of the title that God gave me for the series, Finding Favor Forever, because we're not going to be done. Our life is not
right.
done when we leave this earth. We are eternal beings. We are going to live forever, one place or another. And we choose to be the redeemed. We choose to be the children of Almighty God. And like Ruth, to say, where you go, God, I go. You know, what you're up to, I'm right there with you, you know. And we're declaring that God is our God. And we come into line with his word and his promises. And we learn to develop a life of faithfulness and consistency. There's somebody in my life that I've said this about her for many, many years, and it's hurtful but true. The consistent thing about her is her inconsistency. And I don't know why I've said that, except I do know, because of the life that she has led has been full of promises and I'm going to turn around, I'm going to change this, I'm going to do that. Great intentions, but nothing ever changes. And sadly, there's a lot of people that we all know that the consistent thing about them is their inconsistency, that they cannot seem to get on board with the things of God. Mm-hmm. They cannot seem to come out of that dark cloud that hovers over them like Linus, you know? They cannot seem to see that there could be a better life, a better way. Pastor Jim talk about this, because I'm on my soapbox now. I really am.
Well, it's true. I mean, well, and Paul says their eyes are blinded.
Yeah.
You know, but they're blinded because the evil one has blinded them.
Yeah.
You know, Satan will use whatever he knows our Achilles heel, our weak spot is.
Right.
And he'll use that. And for a lot of people, it's that tendency toward bitterness and blaming God.
Yes.
And just ignoring all the things that God has for you.
Right.
It's, you know, it sometimes just doesn't make sense to me. It's like, but you've seen God move. I mean, I know people who've seen God work and yet have still walked away.
Oh, absolutely.
Gone the new age, you know. And I don't understand. I guess that's my own frustration. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, that'd be the farthest thing.
Right.
In my mind would be to abandon God. I mean, yeah, there have been some times when I tried to walk away. I failed miserably at walking away. I don't make a very good sinner. I mean, you know, I've tried before many a time to be a really good sinner, but I just can't. Praise God. I mean, I'm not boasting in that, but you know, God, it's because he won't forsake us.
He doesn't.
He keeps calling us back.
Yes, he does.
And it's like we can't escape.
Right.
Which is good. I praise God that he does come after us. I mean, we may have wandered. And this may be for somebody. You may have wandered far away from God.
Right.
Or think that because of what you've done either before or after you met God through Jesus, that he's abandoned you, but he has not. Take it from somebody who's been there. He has not.
Exactly.
All you have to do is come to him.
Right.
And turn to him in honesty. Yeah, and you may be like this person Pastor talked about, somebody who's inconsistent, a lot of good promise, but nothing ever happens. Well, okay, so what? Keep trying.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt to keep trying. Keep coming back to God because he will always be there for you.
Amen. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
And that is in the Greek, that's present tense. He is faithful and just to
keep
continue
on. Yes.
Cleansing us from our sins.
Yes, to keep doing it. That's 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Interesting here that Ruth was on board and with Naomi and where they were going. In verse 18, when Naomi saw that Ruth had her heart set on going with her, she gave in. So the two of them traveled on together to Bethlehem. There was something about what Ruth said, where you go, I'm going. Your God's my God. I'm not going to leave you. I mean, this was not just a fluky thing that Ruth said. This is a life-changing moment for her, Pastor Jim. Well, and then, Megan, I'm coming to you for a comment
here. And like I said, you know, here she said, may God do so to me and even more if I don't do this for you. I think
it's like swearing on a Bible, right?
Exactly. And even in our culture, that doesn't mean squat no more.
Right.
But it used to mean a lot.
Right.
Like to put your hand on the Bible and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. And in this culture, in the Israelite culture, to make that declaration, that was life or death.
Right.
And I think that finally broke through to Naomi, and she said, okay, fine. I see how intent you are. I'm not going to be able to change your mind. Let's go.
And what do we see in Ruth? Her faithfulness and her consistency. Mm-hmm. Talk to us, Megan.
Wow. You know, just sitting here, the Holy Spirit is telling me that Ruth is someone that embraced change.
Woo.
And
good point.
The thing I mean by that is that Pastor Jim said he kind of is frustrating to not be able to understand why people can you know, they come and become one with the Lord, but then they slide and slide back into the other religion, the New Age, the whatever, the idolistic religion. But it's the thing of change takes practice, people. It's not something that you can just snap your finger and you're just going to keep going forward, because there's going to be temptations to your left, to your right, to the north, to the east, and south, and west. It's going to be all around you. And it's a daily practice change. It's not something that you can just expect to make a 180 and you're not going to be tempted.
Boy, that's because, profound.
I'll tell you what, I have to, you know, I'm a human. I make mistakes.
You are human?
I am human. Yeah. I received a blessing. Stop teasing me.
Sorry. And you have a baby called Zoe Grace the human, and I have a dog named Zoe Grace the canine. So now I can understand why you said you're human, but go ahead, Megan.
That's right.
You have birthed a human, not a canine. Go ahead.
No, that's right. But, you know, I received Zoe, my greatest blessing, you know, along with the other two children. But she was something that was prophetically spoken to me before I even knew that I was pregnant.
Right.
And, you know, here I have my blessing. And I thought, you know, when I was losing Grayson, and I know I was losing Grayson, it was all, every day, all day, praise the Lord, prayers 24/7, because I was scared.
Right.
And here I am, and, you know, after all of this, and I've backslid. And I know that I have. And it's just those type of things that when you know in your knower, when you know the Lord, and you catch yourself like I did.
Yeah.
I felt so bad because I had neglected the Lord.
Right.
And I had to apologize to my best friend.
Yes.
Because I neglected him.
Yes.
But that's just what happens. It's natural. But it's those things that we can recognize that we've done it, that we're able to apologize, and we come back. We just
Amen.
Don't stay away. Sorry, I'm not on the box.
No, that's right on.
Amen. And that's part of that consistency.
It is.
If you stumble,
yes,
you don't stay on the ground. You don't stay on the floor
or
in the gutter or whatever.
Right.
Even if you stumble, if you consistently get back up, there's some consistency, and God will use that.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9, I've quoted that now 5 times during the show probably. God is faithful to forgive us. Our part is, Lord, please forgive me. Lord, I'm sorry. I need to be redeemed. Redeem means bought back. It means to be brought back from the place where I found myself laying in the gutter of whatever sin and habits I've been in. Megan, I so agree with you. It's hard for people to change consistently. It's easy to keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, which is the definition of insanity. And Megan, you and I have been talking about this even recently, about so easy to go back into the same habit patterns. And because it's worked before, we've bamboozled people, quote unquote. We have gotten, whatever that means, we have gotten people to believe the lie, whatever it is, and we're used to getting our own way and all of that. God wants to redeem us from all of that sinful nature of ourself being in control. Couldn't be a better intro to this song by Big Daddy Weave, Redeemed.
I'm not who I used to be. am redeemed. I'm redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame. When I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains.
Jesus redeems us by the work on the cross. If there is any of you out there in Radio Land scattered around this globe who are not sure right this moment that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, we invite you to pray this prayer with us now. The Word says that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that God raised Jesus from the dead, if we ask Him to forgive us and redeem us, He will do it. I'm going to pray the prayer, Pastor Jim. I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. Please say this with Pastor Jim. Make this moment your moment of redemption. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I declare that I believe.
I declare that I believe
that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That He came to this earth and died on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
That He came to this earth and died on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
And because of this work on the cross.
And because of this work on the cross.
I can ask to be redeemed and saved from all that I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
I can ask to be redeemed and saved from all that I've said and done that was not pleasing to you.
So please forgive me, Lord, now for all of that.
So please forgive me, Lord, now for all of that.
I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
And my Redeemer.
And my Redeemer.
And I thank you right now for saving my soul.
And I thank you right now for saving my soul.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
Woo, amen and amen. Yeah. Oh, I believe there's people scattered around the globe that have prayed that prayer with us, Pastor Jim. Megan, I know you're going to have to go in a minute, so give us some parting thoughts here. And Zoe Grace has been very good through the show.
Yes, she is. I have to commend her daddy. He's done a very good job.
Good Ben. All right, Ben.
The teething infant.
The teething infant. That's okay. Right. That's all right. Now, so go ahead.
Yeah, the little ZG, yes.
Yes.
You know, I just have to say that, you know, I hope that there have been people that prayed that prayer with you and Pastor Jim. And I want to tell you that if you are deciding that you've decided to make this change, that you choose right now to drop all the bags that you've been carrying with you. Because even if you change location and you don't leave your baggage behind, you still allow the devil to win.
Mm-hmm.
So drop it, leave it, make a 180, and start your new life. And we pray for you right now that you are sustained in that new life and that you know how to come back to it if you sway. And we just anoint you right now from the top of your head to the soles of your feet that you are blessed and that you're going to walk in the light.
Woo! You go, Megan Kramer. What a blessing. We are so blessed to have you and your mom as part of our radio team here. That, you know, you're even though there's no distance with technology these days, and it's a blessing. Thank you for all your insights.
Well, thank you,
Daddy Ben.
Well,
and thank you, Daddy Ben, for keeping Zoe Grace so content during the show.
Yes,
that
amen.
Was
amen.
Very good. Nan's got a poem. Thank you, Megan. And then
hey,
we'll
love
get.
You guys.
I love you
bye,
too.
Megan.
Back to PJ after Nan.
The timing, the poem he gave is so awesome with the midst of what you guys just did. You are the redeemed. You are the special redeemed one, precious child. I am with you, lovingly helping you in your travels. Look to me for all the direction that you need, for my blessings to you are so wonderfully full. I have set you free from the chains that bound you. Don't think back upon the things you've done. They are forgiven because you asked forgiveness.
Amen.
This was all made available to the act of my son.
Ooh.
You are the redeemed one, precious child. Walk forward this very day knowing this. Of all the favor that I have for you, don't overlook. Certainly don't miss. Satan would want you to remember your past. Don't listen to the lies that he speaks to you. Child, you are the redeemed by the blood of my son. Move forward in my favor. That's what you need to do.
Ooh, that's just wild and right on. Thank you, Nan, for being willing to let the Holy Spirit speak through you in these poems, or as you like to call them, poems.
She's and, simply pronouncing it the way it would be in Greek.
Is that it? Okay.
Poema.
All right, poema. And in Spanish, poema. So you can get copies of this by writing to me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. And also, if you prayed that prayer with us, Pastor Jim, don't we want to hear from these people?
Oh, absolutely, because you've started a new life.
Yeah.
If you prayed that prayer, you're it's like being born
yes.
again. And, you know, as well as Megan can attest, a baby needs, a newborn infant needs a lot of care.
Yes.
And we want to give you that care. I mean, we encourage you to let us know. Let us know if we can be a support to you. But there, I do have some definite recommendations. Start, read your Bible.
Yes.
Get a version you can understand. You know, whatever works for you.
I teach out of the Message Bible a lot. The Living Bible is really good. New International Version. There's mm-hmm. a lot of them out there.
And, you know, whatever you're comfortable with, get that, read it. I would, mm-hmm. I would start with John.
Yeah, me too.
Relatively short. It's about the shortest of the Gospels. But definitely don't, you know, just start with John. Take a little at a time and pray. You know, you've entered into a new relationship. And like any relationship, you got to talk to each other.
Right.
So talk to God. I mean, that's all prayer is just having a conversation with God. Find a church. If you happen to be in the Tampa Bay area, you can certainly come to Beacon. If not, find a church where the Word of God is taught and where you can be fed, because the Word, like we mentioned before, it's bread, it's nourishment. And, you know, let us know. And especially if you have any questions about this new life, be more than happy to answer them.
Can write Pastor Jim at bohmglobal.com or me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. And, you know, this whole thing, point one of this little series we're doing, it's not going to be a real lengthy one, but it's going to be powerful. Finding favor forever. Point one is that Ruth had developed and continues to develop through this book a life of faithfulness and consistency. And that is essential. You got to be faithful to reading your word. You got to be faithful to praying and having that relationship with God and knowing that he wants to talk to you. And prayer is not some, you know, difficult thing. And a lot of people have grown up thinking it has to be memorized or it has to be full of Elizabethan English, the these and the thous. It's just talking like you're talking, like we're talking right now. So just say, God, hey, I need to talk to you. And just start talking. That's all it is. It's very simple. And, you know, what a joy to be able to do these shows, Pastor Jim, and see the hand of God moving over this two-hour period of time. When we had a general idea of the where we were going, but how the songs come out, perfect timing. We say that a lot, but it is so true. It's this presence of Almighty God working through the radio team and with the music that we have planned and ready on the disc. It's God's hand. You know, and let that be a testimony to you that this is what God wants from each of us, that being in tune with his spirit, right?
Amen. Amen. And it's so true. And I mean, that continues to be a witness to me because
me too.
You know, you give me a couple of suggestions. And,
right.
And then I'm looking up and you had one on there that I didn't have. And I thought, well, I replaced it with a Hillsong
right.
one. And I thought, well, this you know, this sounds good.
Yeah.
And, yeah, God just still can just kind of blows my mind.
Me
that,
too.
That it works so well. And then, you know, I think it's funny. You'd send out, we're going to talk about, you know, first chapter of Ruth. We're going to get in these other scriptures.
Never got there.
Okay, we never got there. But
never
that's okay.
It's
because
okay.
Because this show is led by the Spirit, and it goes where the Spirit leads.
That's and, right. It's not scripted.
Right, exactly. And praise God for that. And,
amen.
And I believe that's so much better for us to allow ourselves to be used that way, because I can't remember a show that I've been on where one of us has not felt that there's somebody in the audience, we get a word of knowledge, that there's somebody in the audience who is having this issue or needs this touch
absolutely.
From God.
Absolutely.
And that's because we're being sensitive to the Spirit.
Amen.
And for our listeners out there, that's, you know, that's part of that consistency and just being sensitive to the Spirit's leading.
Amen.
And that's important because God, if you prayed that prayer, God's got a special destiny, a special plan that's unique to you.
Right.
You know, you might be called to be a pastor, you might be called to be a farmer.
Right.
But God has something special that's unique to you. Even,
amen.
Even if it's the same ministry or job title as someone else, it's going to be unique to you.
Yes.
Because he formed you in the womb. He knew you before you were born. He knit you together. And he's got that, for you, a singular plan for your life.
Amen.
And that's how much he favors you.
Woo.
Kind of bringing it all back around.
Thank you. That's a great sum up.
That's how much he favors
yes.
you in that he's planned a wonderful destiny,
amen.
A wonderful thing that's just you.
Yeah.
Unique to you.
He has a plan. In fact, Jeremiah 29:11-14 is what this show was based on from our very first show in April of 2007. And God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope, to bless you." And people, that's what it's all about. Stay with us during this series. Tell people about it. If you're listening on the Starcom Media Network, you can actually hear it live on Sunday afternoons on tantalk1340.com. And you can see whoever's in the studio. I'm always in the control room being the engineer. But whoever's Pastor Jim and Nan today in the studio, you can see them by the video feed. Tantalk1340.com, 3 o'clock Eastern on Sunday afternoons, or listen on Starcom Media. These shows are played repeatedly, and so please listen, tell people about them. We welcome you to visit our website, bohmglobal.com. Find out about the ministry that we are at 14 years consistently and faithfully bringing out, teaching the Word of God. Pastor Jim, it's always great to have you on the show. Megan, you're always amazing too. Thank you for your time. And Nan, with your poems, we just don't know what we'd do without you, girl. And what a blessing, our whole radio team. So don't forget to listen to our Thursday night show, Go Yard, with Mama Mac. I'm Mama Mac. That's my other name. And that is 6:06 p.m. Eastern, live on Tantalk1340.com. It's also played many times on Starcom Media Network. So you have to check the local listings there in whatever city you're at, in across the United States and in different countries, and catch Go Yard with Mama Mac. It's all about life coaching, giving you tips to help you. It's counseling show is what it is, and it'll bless you. So until next week, wow, this 2 hours just flies, Pastor Jim. There is no other way to say it than it just flies by every single week. So join us next week. 3 o'clock if you're in the Tampa Bay area. Friday night gathering, forgot to mention that.
Yeah, I was just thinking about
that. You got about 15 seconds.
If you are in the Tampa Bay area, we meet on Friday nights at the Ramada Inn on Olmerton Road and
3580.
And we usually get together about 6 for prayer. We pray the word, we take prayer requests. 6:30 is praise and worship, followed by a teaching in the word. It's very just kind of loose. I can't think of the word I want now, but you know,
it's interactive.
Interactive.
And you don't have to raise your hand to comment.
And you bring your Bible, a notebook, and some dinner if you're hungry.
There you go. Woo. Wow. You know, it's not far to Jesus. This is our ending song every week. Remember the first time I heard this song a few years back? It just blessed me so much. He's always there to hear you, dear one. It's not far to Jesus. Nan, Megan, Pastor Jim, and me, Pastor Marcia, have had a joyous time today on this show. God bless you. Catch us again next Sunday afternoon or go to our website, bohmglobal.com. You can access over 300 shows right there, bohmglobal.com, and go to radio shows. God bless you, gang. See you next week. From